家来到这一期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Kat。 杨林，快来说说咱们今天都要学什么。
今天咱们要一起去看看 Ryan 的健身成果。
Are you sure you aren't going a little overboard?
No way. You know, girls like guys with huge muscles, and I can't blame them. Sometimes I spend hours just looking at myself in the mirror.
讨论电话礼仪。
Some people take calls every 2 or 3 minutes.Most of the time, I think business conversations can probably wait until you get back to the office.
学学怎么说，把损害控制在最低限度。
In the end, his attempts at damage control weren't successful. He lost out on the promotion.
他要教大家怎么说摇摇欲坠。
损害控制啊。For me, you can bribe me with frozen yogurt to forgive just about anything.
对对对，我们都有过经验啦。好了，咱们言归正传，赶快先来进入第一个单元 Learn a Word。
Learn a Word。
今天我们要学的词是
Teeter。 Teeter is spelled T-E-E-T-E-R。 Teeter。
Teeter 意思是摇摇欲坠，摇摆不定。尽管欧盟决定出资救市，
Spain's banking system is still teetering on the edge of disaster.
西班牙银行系统还是徘徊在灾难的边缘。
Japanese media said the Japanese IT parts, materials, and finished goods sectors are teetering on the brink of collapse.
日本媒体说，日本的 IT 业的零件、材料和成品领域都已经游走在崩溃的边缘。在英国曼彻斯特，
A police officer pulled the driver from a burning car as it teetered on the edge of a motorway bridge.
一名警察从起火的汽车中拽出了一名司机，当时那辆车已经在高架桥边上摇摇欲坠了。好的，今天我们学习的词是
teeter, teeter, teeter.
This episode really brings back nightmares for me.
Why? What happened?
Okay, so, over the weekend, I went home to visit my parents.And my dad and I decided that we needed some exercise, so we started to play touch football in our house. Before we knew it, my mom's favorite vase was teetering right on the edge of the coffee table. Then crash! 完蛋了。
Oh, you must have had to do some serious damage control.
I tried, but more on that later. 咱们先一块来听听怎么用 damage control.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第972讲，我是杨林，
我是 Dan Marcus。
上周末我们家庭聚会，表哥喝多了，说了一些对姑姑不敬的话，不久之后就传到了我姑姑的耳朵里。几乎就在同时，表哥也意识到自己犯的错，赶紧去向姑姑赔罪，还特别送了鲜花。他这一系列及时补救的做法让我想到了一句习惯用语，那就是
Damage control. Damage is spelled D-A-M-A-G-E. And control? C-O-N-T-R-O-L. Damage control. Damage control.
我们都知道 damage 这个词本身是破坏、损坏的意思。而 control 控制连在一起 damage control 损害控制，意思就是采取措施将造成的损害降到最低。就像上面的例子里，
My cousin told my aunt that he was sorry and sent her flowers. It's damage control.
我表哥又道歉又送花，试图把损害降到最低。下面的例子里，我们来听听看这个叫 Drake 的人怎么搞砸了他的晋升。
There were some doubts about whether Drake would be an effective union president. Then, he made a racial remark in a speech at an assembly. At first, he ignored critics. Later, he tried to make a joke of it before deciding to offer a public apology. In the end, his attempts at damage control weren't successful. He lost out on the promotion.
这段话说大家对于德雷克能不能成为一个好的工会主席很怀疑。就在这个时候，他在一次集会发言时说了一句带有种族歧视色彩的话。起初他根本不理会别人的批评，之后呢，他试图用玩笑来掩盖这次错误。 最后实在没办法再公开道歉。结果他试图控制损害程度的努力并不成功，没有得到升职。
有专家建议，一旦你意识到自己做错了什么事或说错了什么话，就应该马上补救，一分钟都不能等。越早对自己造成的损害负起责任，挽救局势的可能性也就越高。好了，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
There were some doubts about whether Drake would be an effective union president. Then, he made a racial remark in a speech at an assembly. At first, he ignored critics. Later, he tried to make a joke of it before deciding to offer a public apology. In the end, his attempts at damage control weren't successful. He lost out on the promotion.
刚刚我们谈到，如果做错了什么事情，就应该马上进行 damage control， 尽量把伤害降到最低的程度。下面的例子里，这位妈妈就意识到自己的错误，她做了什么来补救呢？我们来听听看。
My wife knew she was wrong. She should never have told our daughter's soccer coach that he'd made a lot of bad calls at the game. Fortunately, she wasted no time explaining how she'd been inappropriate.followed by offering him an invitation to dinner at our house. Thanks to my wife's damage control, the coach isn't upset anymore.
这段话是说，我太太知道她做错了，她不应该指责我女儿足球教练在比赛中决策失误。好在她一点也没耽搁，马上去跟教练解释，说自己这种做法不合适，还邀请她来我们家吃饭。她这么努力，把造成的损害降低到最低程度，教练也就不再生气了。
所以说，越快补救，损害就越小。Damage control 这个短语最初出现在20世纪50年代，那时候这个短语只限于用在把一个船只事故的损害降到最低。慢慢的，人们开始把这个短语引申出来使用。到现在 ，damage control 可以用在任何需要进行补救的场合中。好的，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
My wife knew she was wrong.She should never have told our daughter's soccer coach that he'd made a lot of bad calls at the game. Fortunately, she wasted no time explaining how she'd been inappropriate, followed by offering him an invitation to dinner at our house. Thanks to my wife's damage control, the coach isn't upset anymore.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 damage control， 意思是损害控制，把损害降到最低的程度。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Dan Marcus，
谢谢各位的收听。
Okay, so after the vase accident, my dad and I started to work on damage control immediately. We cooked dinner.Cleaned the house and got my mom a new vase with some beautiful flowers.
Wow, 你妈值了，不用做饭收拾屋子，还有鲜花瓶哎，划得来。
Actually, that vase was a wedding present from my grandfather, so she was really pissed off and didn't speak to us for the whole day.
我真想看你胆战心惊的样儿。
Hey, come on. Thank God my mom finally forgave us. It also taught us a lesson. Do not do any athletics in the house.
我小时候也经常在家跟我爸进行功夫大赛呢。不过既然咱们说到了 athletics， 今天 Ryan 要来跟 Alice 展示他的健身成果，咱们一块儿去看看吧。
美语三级跳。各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目体育运动单元的高级课程。
Today, Ryan is meeting for coffee with his friend Alice, who he hasn't seen for a few months. Ryan has been working out a lot during that time and has gotten in really fantastic shape.
Ryan 原来的身材可不怎么样，不知道他现在的样子会不会让 Alice 大吃一惊呢？
Oh my gosh, Ryan, is that you? I hardly recognized you. Wow, you look so different.Have you been working out?
Yeah,
I've been working out pretty hardcore lately. I go to the gym every day to work out with my personal trainer, Hans.
Yeah, I can tell. I mean, your shirt barely fits you anymore because your muscles are so big.
Yeah, I've been spending all my money on my personal trainer and gym fees, so I didn't have any money left over to buy new clothes.
Are you sure you aren't going a little overboard?
No way. You know, girls like guys with huge muscles, and I can't blame them. Sometimes I spend hours just looking at myself in the mirror.
Right. Girls love guys who spend more time in front of the mirror than they do.
Wow, 看来 Ryan 是真下功夫锻炼了。他一直在 working out hardcore, 坚持不懈的锻炼。现在他变成肌肉男了。Alice 都快认不出他了呢。
Right, and not only that, he has gotten so big that his clothes don't fit him anymore. But why does he say he doesn't get new clothes?
因为他把所有钱都花在健身房的会员费，还有雇佣 personal trainer 私人的健身教练上了，这的确是有点 go overboard 过分了。
So you agree that women don't like guys who spend all their time at the gym?
去健身房锻炼是可以，不过啊 ，Ryan 说他现在经常花几个小时照镜子欣赏自己的肌肉，这可就让人受不了了呢。
Well, I'm interested to hear more about what you've been doing lately. But first I want to get a latte. What kind of coffee do you want?
No coffee for me. That's way too many calories. And I have to stay on my fitness regimen. I'll just have a glass of water.
We're meeting at a coffee shop and you don't want any coffee? Well, okay. Do you want something to eat? Maybe a sandwich or something?
No thanks. There are way too many carbohydrates in the bread.I'm just going to have this protein drink that I brought with me.
看来啊 ，Ryan 在严格执行 fitness regimen 养生瘦身法。Alice 请他喝咖啡，可是他嫌咖啡的 calories 卡路里太多。
That's right. It's one thing to maintain a healthy diet, but that sounds a little crazy.
就是啊，他还说啊，三明治他也不吃，因为面包里有太多的 carbohydrates 碳水化合物。
That definitely doesn't sound like a healthy diet to me.
那可不 ，Ryan 现在好像只喝 protein drinks 蛋白质饮料，这好像有点过头了吧
？You know, Ryan, I totally support you getting in shape, and I'm really impressed that you have been able to stay so motivated. But I think exercise is best done in moderation.
Oh yeah, I totally agree.For example, I usually do at least 2 workouts at the gym per day, but on Christmas I only did 1 because it was a holiday.
Well, let me ask you a question. If women really love your new physique, how will you have time to date when you have to spend all your time at the gym working out?
Don't worry. Once I find a girlfriend, I'll stop working out and get really fat.
Well, Ryan, I am very jealous of whatever a lucky lady finds you.
Ah?原来 Ryan 健身的目的就是要吸引女孩子啊！他还说，一旦找到女朋友，就立刻停止锻炼，让自己变成大胖子，根本不想保持现在全新的 physique 体型。哎 ，Professor Bowman， 这不会所有男人都在打这种如意算盘吧
？Well, if you have to choose between a really vain guy or a lazy guy, who would you pick?
是要 vain guy 虚荣的男人，还是 lazy guy 懒惰的男人？哦，我想我还是养只狗吧。各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，感谢您的收听，下次再见。
原来 Ryan has been working out hardcore, 坚持不懈的锻炼，而且只喝 protein shakes, 蛋白质饮料，目的就是为了吸引女孩子啊。
I think a lot of guys just go to the gym to show off their muscles.
不过啊，如果能一边健身一边欣赏帅哥也不错。
你又做梦了。Showing off is annoying, but there are worse things.Yesterday, I was at the gym, and there was this guy who was on the phone, chatting away like there was no one else around. So annoying.
I know. People today don't pay attention to etiquette the way they used to. Yesterday, I was having dinner with a friend, and she was constantly checking her phone. 简直就像患了电话迷恋症。
That's a modern-day disease. In today's business etiquette, we're going to take a look at a brand new idea, allowing people to use their cell phones while in the air.
哦，在飞机上也能打电话，这听着还不错，咱们赶快去一探究竟吧。
礼节美语。
Sue 跟坐在隔壁的同事 George 聊天。
Hey, George, take a look at this article. It says several major airlines are considering allowing people to use their cell phones while in the air.
Oh, no, really? That's one of the worst ideas I've ever heard.
Oh, why do you feel that way?
Well, I fly for business quite frequently, and a plane is now one of the last places where I don't have to hear people chatting on cell phones. I really enjoy the peace and quiet.
But it would be so convenient if we were able to make calls during long flights. Just think of how much work we could get done.
Sue 告诉 George, 现在好几家航空公司都考虑允许乘客在飞行途中使用手机。George 觉得这个主意简直糟糕透了,因为飞机是公共场所里所剩无几不用听别人打电话的地方之一。
I really enjoy the peace and quiet.
George 说自己很享受这种宁静。但是 Sue 觉得如果能在飞机上打手机就方便多了，好多事儿都能在飞机上处理完。
I think perhaps people are taking the idea of multitasking a little bit too far. I get calls from people on my cell phone and they say things like, Where were you? I've been trying to reach you all afternoon. Well, I was on the golf course and I turned off my cell phone. Is that a crime?
I see what you mean.We are so connected these days that there's hardly any time for peace and quiet. I'll tell you a secret that's a little embarrassing. I leave my cell phone on all night long, just in case a call comes in.
George 觉得有些人
take the idea of multitasking a little bit too far. To take something too far.
意思是一件事做得过头了。
Multitasking is spelled M-U-L-T-I-T-A-S-K-I-N-G. Multitasking. Multitasking.
意思是同时做好几件工作。George 说，有时候去打高尔夫球，把手机关掉。
Turn off the cell phone.
就会有人因为找不到他而质问他到哪里去了。George 跟 Sue 这种手机24小时开机的人形成了鲜明对照。
I know lots of people who do that.They say, what if there is an emergency? I guess I can understand why someone would feel that way, but I think sometimes we need to turn off our cell phones and tune out all the noise.
I can see your point. I get really frustrated by business people who seem to never put down their cell phones. I have to listen to their long, boring conversations, and there's really no way I can tune it out.
Some people take calls every 2 or 3 minutes,Most of the time, I think business conversations can probably wait until you get back to the office.
George 认为不能因为担心别人有急事就把手机随时开机。Sue 对 George 的看法表示赞同，说
I see your point. Point
在这里是观点的意思。有时候别人打电话，交谈内容很无聊，可是
There's no way I can tune it out.
我又没办法把这种噪音屏蔽掉。
To tune something out.
意思是不去管它，听而不闻。George 也觉得，其实很多跟工作有关的电话都可以等回办公室再打。
Well, I'm torn. At first, I thought it would be nice if I could talk with my friends during a long, boring flight. But putting myself in other passengers' shoes...Hours of endless chatter sounds terrifying.
Oh, you see, under my influence, you finally learned how to 换位思考. I'm so proud of you, baby. Okay, all right, kidding. But seriously, I think that is such a bad idea. I really don't want to hear all the details of someone's breakup or the latest details about your gross health problems.
那咱们接着来听听 Sue 和 George 怎么说吧。
礼节美语。
Sue 跟坐在隔壁的同事 George 聊天。
That's true. We might actually be making more work for ourselves by this constant need to stay in touch.
If they allow cell phones on airplanes, we're going to have to hear even more hours of endless chatter. I heard that some trains have what are called quiet cars now. People in the quiet cars aren't allowed to talk on cell phones. I think that's an excellent idea. I wish there were more quiet places. I'd pay more to eat at a restaurant that banned cell phones.
Sue 表示无时无刻
stay in touch
都在保持联系，无疑会让自己的工作量增加。George 也担心，如果允许大家在飞机上打电话，就又得听别人没完没了的聊大天了。他说，现在火车上有不让接听电话的
quiet cars
安静车厢。他希望有更多类似的公共场合。如果哪家餐厅禁止顾客接听手机的话，提高价格他都没意见。
We really don't get a lot of quiet time these days. My brother recently went to a meditation center where he didn't speak for 3 days. He said after 3 days, he finally noticed how much noise there is everywhere.
I think being connected to the world 24 hours a day, 365 days a year isn't healthy. We sometimes need to be alone in order to think.
And you can't think if it's noisy.
Many famous people discovered important things when they were just sitting silently by themselves. You know the story about Isaac Newton, right?
Sue 说现在生活实在嘈杂，他哥哥最近到一个
meditation center
静思冥想中心去，三天没说一句话，三天过后才突然间意识到周围的环境是多么的嘈杂。George 也觉得一年365天，一天24小时，随时随地
stay connected
跟别人保持联络实在是不利于健康。他还举例说，许多名人的重要发现都是在冥思苦想时发生的，比如
Isaac Newton
牛顿。
Yep, he came up with the theory of gravity while sitting in a field and watching an apple fall from a tree.
He probably wouldn't have had time to think about gravity if he was talking on his cell phone. Well, anyway, I really hope they don't allow cell phones on planes.We need a few last places without cell phones.
All right, I can accept that. And besides, many airlines now allow you to use your laptop during the flight. If you really need to communicate, you can send an email.
Sue 说，没错，如果牛顿当时正忙着讲手机的话，他就不会
came up with the theory of gravity to come up with.
意思是想到发现
the theory of gravity.
意思是万有引力的理论。Sue 最后说其实现在很多航空公司都允许乘客使用
laptop
手提电脑了，所以如果在飞行期间需要跟别人联系，发电子邮件就可以了。
And that's why I love to meditate. The world today is so busy and noisy. It's hard for people to sit down quietly and listen to their heart.
我觉得我也应该跟你一起去，现在工作这么忙，我连做梦都梦到我们在开会，太可怕了。
There you go, you are totally welcome to come with me.
那一言为定。好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里。如果你对我们的节目有什么建议，或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到mayu@voanews.com.
See you next week on American English Mosaic.
Bye bye.哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目《美语训练班》，内容丰富多彩，让你一次听个够。每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播，记得收听哦。